Sports Radio.
720 WGN.
Uh-huh. The Steve Cochran Show presents Talk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
And as always, the Hawkopedia brought to you by Fresh Wave. If this campaign stinks, Fresh Wave is still trying to fix it. That's probably not great for Fresh Wave, is it? Fresh Wave can't fix this campaign. How about the official deodorizer of the Chicago Blackhawks?
Oh, I like that.
That's probably better. What do you got today?
Well, let's talk standings a little bit. When you look at the standings in the NHL, you'll see the usual columns: wins, losses, points, home record, road record. But there's some others in there that have an important bearing on the standings. One of those is ROW.
ROW.
That means regulation and overtime wins. It's used as a tiebreaker in the standings.
So these would be wins in regulation or wins in overtime that are combined to create your ROW number.
That's exactly right.
I'm a fast learner.
The Dallas Stars have a one-point lead on the Blackhawks in the division. The Blackhawks have a game in hand, and they have two more ROWs. Hawks, 40 ROWs. They have 41 wins total, but only one of those came in a shootout. Dallas has 40 wins total, 38 ROWs. While a team gets 2 points for winning in regulation, overtime, or a shootout, what we see here is there is still a little more value in winning the game before it gets to the shootout. Because when it comes to this tiebreaker, the shootout wins get pushed to the side. Only one team in the league has more ROWs than the Blackhawks.
Caps.
The Eastern Conference leading Washington Capitals, you got it. But it's close. They have 45. The Blackhawks have 40. So ROW.
It's a big deal. Know your row.
Know your row.
And not your row con.
No, not. It's spelled different.
ROW.
ROW, and that's our Hawkopedia for today.
Dave is so educational. He really, really is.